All right, in our few remaining minutes, we're going to turn together to Proverbs chapter 15. And I'm discussing from God's Word, there is a better way. And I want us to begin by looking at verse 13. We're going to focus in on this verse of Scripture tonight regarding a merry heart. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Look over to Proverbs 17 and verse 22 for just a moment. That's over a page or so. Proverbs 17, 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Literally, in the Hebrew, it's the idea of the marrow being sucked out of the bone. It's just completely dried out, has no benefit. The marrow is what produces the red blood cells that our blood needs in order to be able to survive. And we could look back over at Proverbs 12 for just a moment, verse 25. It says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us, and I do pray that you would work in our hearts and that we might realize how important it is for us to have a merry heart. What a difference it makes as we face the things of life. And I pray that you would encourage us tonight from your word, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I heard not too long ago someone said the difference between an optimist and a pessimist. The difference is in presentation. The optimist sees the donut. The pessimist sees the whole, all right? It has been well said that an optimist invented the airplane, the pessimist invented the parachute, all right? One was looking at the positive, you know, we're flying. The other one says, but what happens whenever the plane quits? So he invented the parachute. We face these things. We have the expression, life is just a bowl of cherries. But then the pessimist comes along and says, yeah, but there are pits in those cherries. So in reality, we need a little bit of both because it brings reality to the picture. You don't want to just bite into a cherry and try to swallow it whole. You're going to have a hard time getting it down because it does have a pit in it. If you're in an airplane, that's great. And you aviators probably know this. They give you a parachute, do they not? No, they don't. You're expected to land that plane. You talk about putting pressure on you. My goodness. Of course, you're flying a helicopter, right? A little bit different story there because there's blades overhead. So probably not a good idea to be jumping out with that. But John, when you were flying, you had a parachute, did you not? Yeah, so you could be able to get out of that plane if you needed to. You need a little bit of both to be able to succeed. I'm not one to tempt fate. I'm not going to be the one that says, I want to go parachuting, you know, and jumping out of the plane. I don't know how well I would do with that. And if I didn't actually pack it, which I don't know how to do, I would be a little leery. Oh, you packed it? Yeah, I packed it, Bubba. You're all right. You know, I hear about these professionals dying, and you just wonder, who packed this parachute? It didn't open. And those are the kind of things that go through our minds. But verse 13 of Proverbs 15 is such an encouraging verse. And it goes right in line with this passage is dealing with about better things. There are certain things that are just better. I shared with you this thought last time. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. There are just some things that are better in this world for the believer, but just in general, things that are shared in God's Word that make us better people and help us to deal with the situations of life. Chris, yesterday, we were at the hospital, and we went outside, and we're at the playground area, and Chris started telling me what they did to Caitlin. And I want to tell you something. I got ill thinking about what they did to Caitlin. She's my niece. And whenever he started describing those things, I just started getting all weak-kneed, and I said, they did what? And she's okay. And it was just an astounding thing. And then I thought about Caitlin. Caitlin is the eternal optimist. And she walks into the room. She's bubbling. She's happy. She'll if you come in like this, she'll cheer you up. That's just the kind of personality that she has. Yesterday, when the doctor was fixing to administer the things, Brenda said she started tearing up and getting really nervous, and the doctor just said, you're going to be fine. We're going to have prayer right now. We're going to ask the Lord to guide my hands. You're going to be fine. You're going to hurt, but you're going to be fine. And so Caitlin was able to buck up. Why? Well, we look at this verse of Scripture. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is what? Broken. What is that the Bible has told us that sustains us in our sickness? Our spirit. The Bible makes that clear. There are far too many people that carry around the load of life, and it shows all over their faces, it shows over their bodies, they're carrying so much of a load, and what they need to do is learn to turn that load over to the Lord and let Him encourage our hearts so that we have cheerfulness. Because if we allow our spirits to be broken, because we're carrying around the load of yesterday and tomorrow and so forth, you can't carry all of that. But who can? The Bible says that we're to cast our cares upon Him, for He careth for us. Psalm 55 and verse 22 says that we're to cast our burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall not suffer the righteous to be moved. He's there to carry our burdens. Oh, people have such burdens. We heard about the individual that stopped being able to speak, finds out he has a brain tumor. That is a burden to be hit with that. When Mike Threat, several months ago, went up to Birmingham, after he had been told just 2 weeks before he was cancer-free, he was feeling not too well, he was having pain to go back in, you've got cancer again. After just 2 weeks before. Is that a burden? But you know what I've noticed about Mike Threat? Every time I talk to him, he has never said an ill word. He's never come out and said, oh man, I don't know if I can make it or what. He's always had a word of blessing, and he's every time I see him, he asks about different ones of you that he's been praying for. How is so-and-so doing? I'm kind of lost in the loop here. I don't know. How is so-and-so doing? And asking about different individuals. Praise God for a merry heart that can not only sustain the weight of what they're carrying, but they're concerned about others. Is that not a better way to live? Is that not a better way to live? Look over at Chapter 17, Psalm 17, verse 22. Just another thought here, and then we'll close. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I don't know about you, but I don't like to take medicines. It's not my favorite thing to do, but sometimes you have to. The idea behind medicine here in the Hebrew language is that which helps. It does good like something that helps you. When you have a headache and you take Tylenol or you take ibuprofen or whatever and that headache goes away, doesn't that feel good? No one likes a headache. No one wants to walk around with their head pounding. Well, I've had some of those in time past, and I'm thankful for medications. They used to chew on roots. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in going down to the health food store and saying, hey, have you got any pain-relieving roots I can chew on? Nobody's going to do that. But it is nice to have a little capsule, ibuprofen, pop a couple of those, and an hour or so later, you're good to go. It feels good. You come in, and your bones are aching, and your muscles are aching, and you're able to drink a little Gatorade and take some of those things in. Those are nutrients that your body needs, and you perk up a little bit. At least some of us do. Some people it takes a little bit longer to perk. But you perk up a little bit whenever you get those good things. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit sucks the life out of the bones, sucks the marrow out of the bones. What a picture is given to us about a merry heart and having a good spirit, a strengthened spirit. We're living in a world today that doesn't know what to do with itself. We've watched this. We're seeing people cheer on Hamas and say that they had every right to do those horrible, terrible things that they did. And you sit back and you say, what's wrong with these people? For most of them, their merry heart is conducting evil. That's what they get their enjoyment out of. So the merry heart that God is speaking of here is a heart that seeks to do that which is right, that which is good. A heart that understands Bible principles as opposed to those that take joy in destroying or hurting other people. That's not right. That's wrong. So we have to understand what he's talking about here, about a merry heart. It's a heart that rejoices in the good that God gives and provides and is able to rejoice even when things are not going that well. A Caitlin Whitney and a Mike Threet and many others. I could go down the list of individuals. Now, Mrs. Pepper's been another encouraging one. She had some real health battles a few years ago, and the Lord, every time he came in there, she always had a kind word to say. And we were able to cut up and carry on. And I'm sure people around outside the other rooms listening in on some of our crazy conversations said, what is wrong with those people? She's got COVID, and she's happy about it. No, she wasn't happy about the COVID, but she had the goodness of the Lord in her heart, and she was able to bear up under those circumstances. I could go down a list a mile long of people I've known in my life through the years that were sustained by a merry heart, but I can also give you a list of those that didn't make it because they got so down and their spirit was so broken that they just couldn't continue on. You see, folks, there is a link between the spiritual heart and the physical body. Do I hear an amen? There's a link that is there, and the Bible makes that link. I shared just three verses. I could have given you many, many more from the Psalms, from Proverbs, the statements about that, about a merry heart. Be careful in your countenance that you inspire in others a joyful, merry heart. Now, how do you get one of those? Well, that's a gift from God, first of all. But there's also the enjoyment of His grace. Can you enjoy God's grace? Absolutely. Can you enjoy His mercy? Can you enjoy His goodness? Yes! Even when things seem to be going south and there's problems and difficulties and physical issues and so forth, it's possible to have that merry heart because that's God's gift. When you allow your spirit to become broken, you're in harm's way at that moment. May God encourage us from His Word. There is a better way. Amen? There's a better way! Don't settle for good. Settle for better. And then, don't settle for better. Settle for what? Best practices when it comes to the Christian life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You so much for Your Word. What a blessing and encouragement it is. And we do pray for our church family. And we think about Caitlin tonight and how sick and how much pain she's experiencing right now. We just pray that You would sustain her spirit. Pray that You'd encourage her. And for Mike Threet, we thank You so much for his wonderful attitude. I pray that You'd continue to sustain him. And then for John Peeler as well and many others that we know that are going through difficult times, we pray that You would sustain their spirits, that their spirits would not be broken, but that they might have a cheerful heart sustained by Your wonderful and matchless grace. And we think of the words that you shared with your apostle Paul in the time in which he cried out to thee three times about the thorn that was in his flesh, and he said, my grace is sufficient. It's made perfect in your weakness. And so I pray that you would work in our hearts and lives, and may we go forth from this place better serving you, better serving others by encouraging them with a cheerful heart. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a good evening.